The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Dear Miss Downing, I've a problem, you see. I want to quit my frowning and be all so happy. Won't you lend me a hand? That'd be all so grand, my darling agony aunt.
Oh, hello, my little chickens, and welcome to another Sunday evening on the Dear Miss Downing show. Our last Sunday evening of the year, in fact. And boy, do we have a special, special treat in store for you this week, my pets. It's our Christmas spectacular. Austin and Babs have even prepared a little tune for us. Here, give it a listen.
Jingle bells! Jingle bells!
Sorry, Babs.
Oh, wasn't that lovely? What a couple. Welcome back to our regular little chickens, and a special Christmassy welcome to any new tuner-inners. You're in for a real treat this evening. Coming up on the show today, we have little old me solving your weekly writings on our Agony Aunt section of the show, followed by none other than the mysteriously lovely Mystic Murray. Our in-house psychedelic psychic will be solving all your future worries with our special guest of the week, Dame Olga from the Student Christmas Pantomime. Oh, yes she is. Oh, no she's not. She'll be interviewing the beautiful lady and following it up with all of the scoop on this week's horoscopes chart, helping out a star with the aid of the stars. Next up, we have none other than our sex and relationships advisor solving all of your crazy couple catastrophes just in time for being under the mistletoe this Christmas. It's Miss Tewson on the Twosomes with Tewson section of the show. And she'll be joined by the lover of all lovers, Mr. Velvety Voice himself, Tom Jones. Together they'll be solving all of your sex and relationship problems with Tewson's words of wisdom alongside our special guest of the week. Now, I must remind you, for those listeners who may be a wee bit younger, just to warn you that there may be some adult topics discussed on this part of the show, and you might want to turn off your little ears for that bit. But not to worry, because after we've talked with the lovely Miss Tewson and Mr. Jones, we'll be reunited with our very own American beauty, Tracy Travels, and she'll be interviewing our amazing Christmassy guest of the week, it's Santa Claus and the Grinch! Finally, on the last part of the show, we have our resident weatherman, Mr. Austin Showers, who'll be giving us all the snow lowdown on the weather for this week. And as usual, he'll be followed by our celebrity news guru. But first up, it's little old me.
Dear Miss Downing, I've a problem, you see. I want to quit my frowning and be all so happy. Won't you lend me a hand? That'd be all so grand, my darling agony aunt.
Welcome back, my little ones, to the Agony Aunt section of the show, where I, dear Miss Downing, will be solving all your little problems just in time for Christmas, with the help of our weekly writings. Let's see if we can't do some festive problem solving this week, eh? Our first writing is from a young man called Clark. He writes, Dear Agony Aunt, I'm working at the office Christmas Eve, but I want to be with my family. What should I do? Oh, Clark, this is a sticky pudding of a situation. I think there's no way out of it, unfortunately, unless you want to seem to be flaky to your co-workers. I suggest maybe ask if you can be Santa on a break for a while, so at least you'd get to spend some time with them. Maybe try to determine the clause in the contract on these matters. At least you'll still have to Christmas Day with them. Let's move on to our second festive-themed writing. It's from a young man called Buddy. Let's see if we can't help him out, shall we? Buddy writes, Dear Agony Aunt, I've been working in a toy factory all of my life now with the elves, but I'm much, much taller than they are, and they make fun of me. What should I do? Oh dear, Buddy. You have to try not to be short with them. Don't rise to their jibes. I'm sure you could run Laplands around them. Don't worry so much about petty people trying to belittle you. It's not good for your elf. I hope things turn out okay for you soon. Just keep your chin up, dear. Oh, if I were there, I'd give them a good smack on the bottoms with my candy cane. Our third writing of the week is from another young man called Rudolph. He seems to be having some similar issues. He writes, Dear Agony Aunt, All of the other reindeers are making fun of me because of my bright red nose. What should I do? Oh, Rudolph, this is a problem you cannot worry about. They can hoof and poof all they want, but you have to rise above it. Not to worry, my reindeer. They'll soon be galloping away when you steal the show. Our final issue of the week is from a young lady called Anna. Anna writes, Dear Agni Aunt, what can I get my sister for Christmas? I'm so stuck and terrible at gift-giving. I'm never allowed in her room, so I don't know what kind of thing she's into. Oh, not to worry, Anna. We can wrap up this problem in no time. I have a gift for these things, you know. It's all about presenting whatever you give her nicely. Maybe you could get her three little things and do some pretty little notes for each one. You can't give her anything too horrible, but whatever it is, you have to get it really tinsel to her as a great gift. I'm sure she'll just appreciate the effort. She's not exactly going to roast you if it's not completely to her liking. Besides, it could be something as simple as building her a snowman. You just have to let it go. This fear of getting it wrong. She's not going to have a frozen heart. She'll appreciate your efforts. And I'm afraid that concludes our writings for this week. Thank you so much, everybody, for your festively spectacular questions. Stay tuned for Mystic Norrie next on the Dear Miss Downing Show with her special guest of the week, Dame Olga. But until then, here's a little tune that goes out to our main writing of the week. This one's for you, Anna.
Elsa? Do you wanna build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore. Come out the door, it's like you've gone away. We used to be best buddies, and now we're not. I wish you would tell me why. Do you wanna build a snowman? It doesn't have to be a snowman.
Come away, Anna.
Okay, bye. Do you want to build a snowman or ride our bike around the halls? I think some company's overdue. I've started talking to the pictures on the walls.
Hang in there, Joan.
It gets a little lonely, all these empty rooms, just watching the hours tick by.
Elsa, please, I know you're in there. People are asking where you've been. They say I've courage, and I'm trying to. I'm right out here for you. Just let me in. We only have each other. It's just you and me. What are we gonna do? Do you wanna build a snowman?
Season's greetings to all you magical listeners out there, and welcome to our magical Christmas special on the Mystic Murray section of the show, where this week we're joined by none other than the pantomime dame herself. It's Olga.
Hello, boys and girls. Now, when I say hello, boys and girls, I want all of you sexy listeners at home to say, hello, sexy Olga. The inflection is important, so shall we try that again? Okay, hello, boys and girls.
Hello, sexy Olga.
Okay, not so bad, but maybe just a little bit more. I know you can do it. Okay, after me, one more time. Hello, boys and girls.
Hello, sexy Olga.
Oh, much better.
Thank you, Olga, for the lovely introduction. Would you like to tell us a bit about yourself so we can read your fortune?
Oh, that sounds good. Okay. So my name is Olga von Schnitzelcock, and I am the pantomime dame in this year's show called Pleasure Island. Obviously, I am the starring role. I have the best costumes, I have all the makeup, although obviously I do not need any of it all because I am so naturally beautiful.
And what about your beard? Is that part of the costume?
Excuse me?
Never mind. Right. Well, I think we have enough information there to look into your future. Would you like to turn to the crystal ball, Olga?
Oh, so exciting!
Crystal ball, decorated specially this week with interior snowflakes and tinsel. Reveal your secrets. Oh.
What is happening?
The ball. It speaks to me.
What? What is it saying about Olga?
It says, to discover your past, you must always look behind you.
It's behind me? Where? I don't see.
It's behind you.
What are you talking about? I see nothing. Nothing is there. All I see is cloth workers and the pork bab van. It's not there.
Oh, yes it is.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, yes it is.
No, it's not. Why does it say these lies?
The crystal ball never lies. Oh, I'm hearing some sort of jingling sign.
What does it say about Olga now?
Beware of an audience participation stunt. It could mean the end of your newest costume.
What?
Shh, Olga. Let the ball speak. A pantomime horse going AWOL will make you think deeply about your future.
But there are no horses in this pantomime.
Even more reasons to worry then. And finally, you'll discover that there's more to you than just being a man in a dress.
Oh my god, they know. That's so strange, sexy Olga doesn't understand, but thank you.
Shall we turn to your horoscope, then?
Oh, horoscope. That's not what we call them in Austria.
Right. What is your sign?
My sign is Gemini, because I'm such a beautiful child to behold, yeah?
Gemini, let's turn to your stars. Be realistic when setting work deadlines at the beginning of December. It's better to be conservative with customers when predicting when you can finish jobs so they won't be disappointed. You will get an opportunity to take the lead of a very prestigious assignment. Perform well with this job, you'll be given an impressive raise. The full moon on the 6th marks an exciting time for your family. An engagement, marriage or birth will set off a round of festive parties. Friends will want your company as the holidays approach. You'll have to choose among several enticing invitations as Christmas draws closer. You might have to spread yourself thin during a busy time. The new moon on the 22nd finds you realising a childhood dream, and nobody is more surprised than you. Pause to give thanks for your blessings. Making a donation to charity will continue to keep the good energy flowing right into 2015. Memories from way back keep returning to your mind. Comparing Christmases gone by with the present could cause problems in a close relationship. If your partner accuses you of living in the past, snap out of it. Take advantage of all the loving opportunities around you this December that will fill your heart with joy. Single? Someone you meet in an unexpected way will sweep you off your feet. A strong sense of well-being and happiness prevails this festive season.
Childhood dreams! Wow!
You will also receive a naughty Christmas stocking present from an unexpected admirer.
Oh, sexy Olga likes it very much.
Okay, and I think that pretty much just wraps up Mystic Murray's section of the show today. Thank you so much, Olga.
Sexy Olga.
Sexy Olga, for coming on the show. If you listeners would like to hear more from our beautiful pantomime dame, or see her in the flesh for LOU Student Pantomime Pleasure Island every evening at 7:30 from Wednesday until Saturday in the Riley Smith Hall.
And we have a pretty ticket stall in the foyer.
Wait, Pleasure Island? That doesn't sound very Christmassy.
Oh, it's very holiday themed, I can assure you. You may even see me in my bikini.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Olga.
Thank you, mystical mermaid.
Murray.
Yes, well, goodbye, boys and girls. Hope to see you at the pantomime, or phasing that, my house later for all you sexy boys. Bye-bye, boys and girls.
Bye-bye, sexy Olga.
Sort of died halfway there.
That's all for me today, boys and girls. But stay tuned, because coming up next is a Christmas-themed Twosons with Twosons section of the show. But for now, just to yuletide you over, here's a song just for you, Olga. It's as tropical holiday feel as we're going to get with any Christmas song. Here is Mary's Boy Child by Boney M.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible says, Mary's boy child Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and the angels sing, listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watched their flocks by night, they see a bright new shining star. They hear a choir sing, the music seems to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary came to Bethlehem that night. They found no place to bear the child, not a single room was in sight. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and the angels sing, listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. By and by they found a little nook in a stable so forlorn, and in a manger cold and dark Mary's little child was born. A long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, that Mary's boy child Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and the angels sing, listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Two Sims with Tucson.
Hello, all you lovers out there, and welcome to the Christmas special of the Two Sims with Tucson section of the show. Ever found yourself waiting under the mistletoe for that kiss? Did you give away your heart last Christmas? Or are you just waiting for Michael Bublé to sweep you off your feet on his vocal sleigh? Because I am. Well, if any of those apply, you're certainly in the right place, as I'll be solving all of your lovers' issues just in time for Christmas here in the studio today with none other than our special guest, Tom Jones. Hi, Tom.
Miss Tucson, the pleasure is all mine.
Oh, so charming. What can I help you with today, Tom?
I actually came here to see what's new with you, Pussycat.
Pussycat?
I wanted the studio to ourselves.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Ah, baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been...
Been hoping that you'd drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Oh, beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just half a drink more.
Why don't you put some records on while I pour?
The neighbours might think...
Oh, baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
There's no cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, 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 sir.
Mind if I move a little closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Ah, but it's cold outside.
I simply must go.
Oh, baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
You know it's cold outside.
This welcome has been...
I'm lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Oh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Like waves upon a tropical shore.
My agony aunt's mind is vicious.
Oh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to go home.
Ah, baby, you would freeze out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
You know it's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Making my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died.
I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt.
Ah, but it's cold outside, indeed.
So what do you say?
Well, you've been quite extrovert in your...
Oh, come on, Miss Chewson, it's winter time. Your jumper doesn't look thick enough and I can keep you warm.
It does seem like you're trying quite hard to get me. I mean, all your words, is it true what you say?
Of course it's true, and it's all for you, Miss Chewson. I have to say, why would you need a roaring fire when you've got the roar of Tom Jones?
Oh, go on, dear, he sounds like a lovely young man.
That's true, but I have a bit of a dilemma. I'm still in a relationship with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, that old boot. Oh, he's a bit leathery for you, dear. Don't worry, get some new skin. New leather.
What do you think makes Tom Jones stand out?
Well, he's had several hit singles.
I've played Vegas, and he hasn't played Vegas, and I'll tell you this much. He says he'll be back, but he won't be.
Okay, well, that's a promise that you have to keep, because it's a lot for me to break up with someone and, you know, start a new relationship.
Well, I tell you, you won't be disappointed. I'm so glad we got to do this, Miss Jewson.
Me too. I mean, thanks, Mr. Jones. Good golly, look at the time. I think that's all we have time for today, folks. But thanks for listening in, and I hope that you feel a little less lonely under the mistletoe this Christmas now. Now, here's a little tune just for you, Tom. Baby, it's cold outside.
It's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Oh, baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
ice. Father will start to worry.
Beautiful, watch your hush.
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so
roar.
Scurrying.
Oh, beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half
Why
a drink
don't
more?
You put some records on while I pour?
The neighbors might think.
Oh, baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
But there's no cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight.
To break this spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks
I
swell.
I want to say no.
Mind if I move a little
At
close.
Least there will be that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Oh, but it's cold outside.
It's cold outside.
The answer is no.
You know it's cold outside.
This welcome has been.
I'm lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window. Ah, that's
My
gone.
My sister will be suspicious.
Oh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Like waves upon a tropical
My
shore.
My lady man's smile. Vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Or maybe just a cigarette.
Never such a blizzard.
I've got to go.
Or maybe you would freeze out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
You know it's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you
but
touch
don't
my hand.
You see?
Oh,
Tracy Travels.
Ho, ho, hello, my little Santa's helpers, and welcome to the Dear Miss Downing Tracy Travel Christmas Spectacular! Yay! Christmas! So today, to get us in that special Christmas spirit, we have two extra special, extra max guests. It's Santa Claus and the Grinch! Yay! Welcome, welcome. Oh, come on, all ye faithful.
Merry Christmas, Tracy. It's so good to be here.
Yep. Although I was told there would be mince pies with some of you.
Oh, there were. I ate them.
Fadash.
What was that?
Nothing.
Okay, so anyway, because we knew you guys were coming and you're such super special guests, everyone on the show decided to have a little get-together and prepare a special little present just for you. Hope you like it. Here it is. Give it a listen.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me abilities for problem solving.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two snowy forecasts.
And abilities for problem solving. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nothing, because he's an ungrateful old fart.
Babs, please, just sing along.
Three Yorkshire puddings.
Two snowy forecasts.
And abilities for problem solving.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four tarot cards.
Three Yorkshire puddings.
Two snowy forecasts.
And abilities for problem solving.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five celebrities. All of myself.
Four tarot cards.
Three Yorkshire puddings.
Two snowy forecasts.
And abilities for problem solving.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six saucy scandals.
Five celebrities.
Four tarot cards.
Three Yorkshire puddings.
Two snowy forecasts.
And abilities for problem solving.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven bottles of sherry.
Six saucy scandals.
Five celebrities.
Four tarot cards.
Three Yorkshire puddings.
Two snowy forecasts.
And abilities for problem solving. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a bitter sex life.
Babs, I'm trying my hardest.
Eight stumpy carrots.
Seven bottles of sherry.
Six saucy scandals.
Five celebrities.
Four tarot cards.
Three Yorkshire puddings.
Two snowy forecasts.
And abilities for problem solving.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a rise in my pathetic salary.
No, dear.
Oh, nine naughty nuzzles.
Eight stumpy carrots.
Seven bottles of sherry.
Six saucy scandals.
Five celebrities.
Four tarot cards.
Three Yorkshire puddings.
Two snowy forecasts.
And abilities for problem solving.
On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 dates with Santa.
Nine naughty nuzzles.
Eight stumpy carrots.
Seven bottles of sherry.
Six saucy scandals.
Five celebrities.
Four tarot cards.
Three Yorkshire puddings.
Two snowy forecasts.
And abilities for problem solving.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 spirit readings.
10 dates with Santa.
Nine naughty nuzzles.
Eight stumpy carrots.
Seven bottles of sherry.
Six saucy scandals.
Five celebrities.
Four tarot cards.
Three Yorkshire puddings.
Two snowy forecasts.
And abilities for problem solving.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 magical makeups. Oh, you know you love me. Why would you invite me back all the time?
11 spirit readings, 10 dates with Santa, 9 naughty nuzzles, 8 stumpy carrots, 7 bottles of sherry, 6 saucy scandals, 5 celebrities. Four tarot cards, three Yorkshire puddings, two snowy forecasts, and abilities for problem solving.
Oh, that was wonderful music to my ears.
What?
Fine work.
Oh, I'm so glad you liked it. Yay, we worked super hard. I'm sure you could pick my amazing voice out, obviously. You know I went to Juilliard? I get him an A.
A for Eric.
What was that?
Oh, he's just kidding, dear.
So, I was just wondering, Santa, have you made your naughty or nice list yet? Because I have been such a naughty girl this year. Just kidding, I'm a professional. But seriously, who are you going to be under the mistletoe with? Because I'll be waiting there all night.
Oh, yes, well, I think that's best kept a Christmas secret.
Nothing better than a surprise from Secret Santa.
Oh, God!
Oh, you're too kind.
Well, I always did have a thing for overweight, bearded guys who visit children in the dead of night.
Are you serious?
Oh.
So, guys, speaking of late night visits, what are you guys up to Christmas Eve?
Oh, you know, the usual, wrapping presents with my elves, eating mince pies, and limbering up for the journey ahead.
You haven't heard a wrap of pressure in years. All those elves are only on minimum wage while you and Rudolph live the high life, riding around in a pretentious red sleigh, drinking mulled wine. That should be illegal.
I'd take a ride in your sleigh any day. And what about you, Grinch? Do you have anything planned for Christmas Eve?
I'll just be stuck back in Lapland, shoveling reindeer dung.
Oh, excellent.
Don't worry, son. It's not all bad. You did a splendid job on those rose bushes.
Son?
Oh my God, seriously? Is that how you guys know each other?
Unfortunately.
We don't see his mother much. He's always blamed me for the divorce.
I don't know what you ever saw in this class.
Oh, so what's to do with that? You're totally remarried? Whoa. Mind blown.
Yes, well, it was a wicked whirlwind romance. A tornado of sorts. We met at a Halloween party.
Oh, here we go.
She was dressed in black from head to toe.
Like as though a house had fallen on you, right, Dad?
Except for a beautiful greenish glow that covered her face. Her name was Mabel.
And those red slippers.
And she was the Wicked Witch of the West.
Wow, that explains a lot.
But then I met Mrs. Claus and, well, now we're up to date with the story.
Finally.
Okay. So we're gonna play a song. I think you'll appreciate it, Santa. I guess it's kind of relevant to your story. Here's Mariah Carey with All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
Mama!
ho. Rire is certainly going on the nice list.
Don't cut any arguments. You're far too old for her.
Well, you're far too green for her.
So, it's that time of the show again where we read out our fans' writing questions for you guys.
Brilliant. My favorite thing to do is sabotage Christmas.
Okay, so my first question is for the Grinch. It's from a little boy called Peter.
I hate him.
Okay, so Peter says, Dear Mr. Grinch, why are you such a grumpy old Grinch?
What a stupid question. Have you seen who my father is?
Okay, so maybe another question? Ooh, this one's for Santa. It's from a little girl called Kelsey. Okay, it says, Dear Santa, why is it you always eat all of my cookies? Maybe you wouldn't be so fat if you just...
That's more like it.
Okay, well, I think that's just about all we have time for today, but I thank you so much to Santa and the Grinch coming along to a Christmas special interview. I hope you guys had a great time. I'll be seeing you on Christmas Eve in your Santa outfit. Just kidding. Stay tuned, listeners, for coming up next. The Christmas special continues with our amazing weather expert, Austin Showers. But until then, just because it's Christmas, we're going to play another Christmas song. This one's for you, Santa. I'll be totally Santa.
Showers. Weather with Austin Showers. Rainy, baby.
Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas. Hey, best time of year for the weather reporters, really. Except maybe if you work at Antarctica. And who better to report to you fine listeners than myself, Austin Showers, the in-house weatherman on the Dear Miss Downing Show. Oh, well, it's been a Christmas cracker of a show today, eh? Fancy having Santa and the Grinch on at the same time. I would never have guessed they were related. My word, that's a strange gene pool. And fancy the Tom Jones trying to seduce our Mrs. Tussin.
Oh, he tried it with me and all, you know.
No, he didn't, Babs.
No, he didn't.
It's all right, love, you've still got me, and I've got some mistletoe.
No, dear, you had sardines for dinner. I don't think I'll be coming anywhere near your cake hole today.
But pudding!
Don't pudding me until you've brushed your teeth.
All right. Anyways, I suppose we'd best get on with the weather, really, haven't we? Well, Monday, we actually do have some changes from dark grey to light grey. We may even see some snow on the horizon just in time for Christmas. I'll have to give them a jingle at the station to be sure, though. Hey, get it? Jingle. Jingle bells.
Move along, love.
Tuesday. Well, actually, on Tuesday, it's going to be quite nice. Bit nippy, but you certainly won't have to worry about any rain, dear. Get it? Rain, dear.
And again, Chuck.
All right, yeah. The rest of the week, it's going to be well nice. So there's no way you can be disappointed. Hey! Snow way!
I love you, dear.
Oh, that's really nice of you.
Well, I do. I thought I should say, you know, because it's Christmas.
Oh, Babs. I don't know what to say.
It's all right. Just make sure you get me something better than you did last year.
The woman at the store told me those tartan socks were all her age.
Well, I believe she conned you, love. I mean, it's not hard, bless you. You're not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree now, are you?
That was actually pretty good, Babs.
Oh, thanks, love. I'm still not kissing you.
I do have mistletoe, though.
You do have sardine breath, though.
Oh, come on, Babs. It's Christmas. I'll let you have the chocolate out of my advent calendar.
Oh, go on, then. Come here, you.
Well, I think that's just about all we got time for today. But don't forget to wrap up warm and have yourself a lovely Christmas. Right, I'm off to fill Bab's stockings.
Austin!
I'm talking about your Christmas presents, you daft mare.
Oh, damn.
Love you, love.
And I love you, love.
Stay tuned, listeners, for the rest of the Christmas special of the show with our new news girl, followed by a special Christmas surprise at the end to celebrate our final show of the year. I've been Austin Showers, and here's Let It Snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
News, 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 news. New news. With Gossip Guru.
Today on New News. Several sightings of a mysterious red sleigh-shaped UFO have been reported flying around all over the country. Eyewitnesses have also claimed to have sighted several reindeer-shaped aliens at the forefront of it. Festive hype or extraterrestrial invasion? I guess we'll never know. In other news, Santa scandals are high after the most recent revelation of the Grinch as his illegitimate child. At least that explains a lot. Our bearded, brightly clad gift-bringer has fallen in the popularity charts due to the revelation, where the Grinch, on the other hand, has sold more copies of his movie than ever before, sales increasing by a massive 85.8% over the last few hours alone. Olga von Schnitzelcock, this year's pantomime dame, has been charged with sexual harassment after allegations of flashing a local barbershop. The dame insisted that she was only hooking up her skirt to fix a wedgie in front of a local barbershop, but Mr. Kutz hair a lot insisted it was with a risque intent. He stated that she, he, it, had on some funky-looking underwear. That's all from us today on New News, but stay tuned for a festive treat at the end of the show. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Christmas time, there's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
Chickens. Oh, I'm so sad that we're finally coming to an end. Our last show of the year. I can't believe it. We'd like to say a special thank you here at the studio to all of our regular listeners and to all who tuned in today for keeping your dear Miss Downing company. And we're excited to be putting on some more weird and wonderful shows next year. But just as a special thanks, our lovely team here at the studio has prepared a little song for you. Give it a listen. We'll see you bright and fresh in the new year, my little chickens. And don't forget, if you have any troubles in the world, you know you can always count on your dear Miss Downing. Every Sunday, 5 till 6, only on Leeds Student Radio. Merry Christmas, my little chickens.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New
Year. They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. And I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn, and I saw him in through his disguise. I wish you a brave new year. All anguish, pain and sadness, leave your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be you heavenly on hell. The Christmas we get we deserve.
You will get a sentimental feeling. Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Dear Miss Downing, I have a problem, you see. I want to quit my frowning and be oh so happy. Won't you lend me a hand, that'd be oh so grand, my darling agony aunt.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Sound.
Students.
In Leeds.
Delivering over 100 hours of broadcasting made by 300 students every week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
And.
It's all about you.
You.
Live from Leeds University Union.
At the heart of your student life.
The things that matter to you.
To you.
Your news.
Your views.
Your life in Leeds.
Live at 5.
This is The Beat in association with Amber Cars.
Download our app for the quickest taxi service in Leeds.
£1 shots, £2.50 doubles and free cocktails before 3 a.m. This is madness.
You're right, but it's not just madness. This is... The Madhouse! And with 2 Mr. J-bombs for £5, you'd be mad to miss it!
Fab Cafe, the world's first TV and movie-themed bar.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day.
We interrupt our programme to bring you a special broadcast.
Leeds Student Radio presents...
On the 4th of December...
Live from the Nation of Shopkeepers...
The Transmission.
Tickets £3.50 in advance and £4.50 on the door.
Need a DJ? Well, look no further. LSR provide the equipment and the music. Email info@lsrfm.com for more details.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket.
A family-run business with over 40 years' experience in providing affordable and reliable accommodation.
Winners of the Leeds Landlord Award.
You should look no further than Spencer Properties when choosing where to live next year.
Spencer Properties own all the homes they let out and work closely with the Knowledge Project to promote safe, reliable housing for student and professional communities.
Visit spencer-properties.co.uk for more information and follow @SpencerProp on Twitter for all their latest listings. Spencer Properties, the number one provider of quality accommodation in Leeds.
Cutting edge speech programming on Leeds Student Radio.
Top tips from the Student Advice Centre.
Join a club or society, as it's a great way to meet loads of like-minded people and get involved.
There are loads of part-time job opportunities in Leeds that'll keep any financial worries at bay, or pop into your Student Advice Centre to help with budgeting and money management.
Staying safe in a new city can be stressful for some. Here at the Student Advice Centre, you can chat to us about anything in confidence, whether it's academic or personal.
And remember, the Student Advice Centre is here for you.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
The sound
of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.